You ever think that? Who would win in a fight? Superman or Batman? You know, that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Who would win in a fight? Who would win in a fight? A polar bear versus a silverback gorilla.
This is easy.
Of course it is.
As a kid, every book report, everything, like research assignment I had, I'd want to do on the polar bear.
Right.
The polar bear would kill the gorilla. Just rip him apart.
Right.
Claws, teeth, big, overpowering. And, yeah, don't let that soft, white, cuddly fur make it look like it's cute and innocent. That thing will rip it apart.
Now, when I bought
it. Now, here's what I'm concerned about. What venue are they fighting in?
So if we take the polar bear and we take him out of the cold and we have him fight in Vegas, he's going to have some problems.
Yeah, like, I'm going to just say that I'm going to go a neutral territory, okay? I can't. It can't be the tundra, because then the polar bear has the advantage. It also can't be the jungle, because the silverback has the advantage. Now, both of these animals, unbelievable. I mean, you know, the primate, you get the, and the polar bear, unbelievably strong animals that would kill anything. The silverback gorilla, one of the strongest animals in the world.
Mm.
The polar bear is the only animal on the planet that would hunt a human being. Hunt them down. 20 miles they can smell, something like that, and rip you to shreds. There is only one answer here, my friends. It's the polar bear.
I'm with you. Yes.
The polar bear. The silverback gorilla, as strong as it is, doesn't stand a chance.
How can you say that?
You're
Has
wrong.
Either one of you seen King Kong?
You guys are wrong. Okay.
Have you not seen King Kong?
Why, Kayla?
Because the gorilla, A, it can move faster. It's quicker. It's more agile. So what's going to happen
Agreed.
Is the gorilla's going to give it a one, two, and then he's going to do the behind-the-back jump onto the back of the polar bear, go right into his jugular, and the polar bear's done. He's
one big
before he
paw?
Even knows he comes at him.
One
big paw.
One that was a quarter size of this thing, ate a woman's face.
Yeah. The whole thing, every single part of her face.
All her fingers while she was trying to defend herself.
I've seen video of a polar bear killing a guy, okay? And his camera fell sideways. It was gross. One swipe of those claws that are inches long, if the gorilla jumps on the polar bear's back, whoosh, that polar bear gets it in the face.
The polar bear's little arms are in his body can't reach over the back of his shoulder
the
like that. No way.
Oh, my God. Watch Planet the Apes.
Way.
Let me tell you something right now. I my son asked me this question, right? So then we're talking about it. Turns out there's an actual... Look it up. Look, polar bear versus gorilla. I'm looking at it. The rumble in the polar jungle.
Yeah.
It's a page. Who votes? Gorilla or polar bear? So I vote polar bear. There's no other way... That it can't be a polar bear. It's the most fierce, ferocious, giant animal on the planet.
No, they just want to drink some Coca-Cola.
No,
and slide down
they
snowy
are
hills.
Cute. With that. I will give you that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I vote, it then tells you how many people are voting for it. It tells you the results. Okay. But I want to know real quickly here because we only got a couple minutes. Text us 82945 or call whatever because I want to know who wins, the polar bear or the silverback gorilla. I don't think it's a contest. Personally.
Me either. Silverback, all the way.
I don't know how you can say that. I honestly
because
don't
I'm,
know how you can say
because
that.
Because I'm right. So
18,763 people agree with you. 18,000 people agree with you that the gorilla is,
oh
is going to
win
that fight.
Compare these two together.
Okay, you
gorilla.
Which one's scarier? You want to cuddle up with the polar bear? I'm not cuddling up with the
polar
silverback.
Bear's got like, he's got like two teeth on the bottom. Look at this.
What
look at these.
What are you,
weak.
Looking at an Alabama polar bear? He's
nope.
got more than two
Vote.
Teeth, buddy. Forget
Vote.
About it.
Vote for me, Roe
and,
Kill.
And
Vote.
Who,
Vote for real life.
If you vote for the polar bear, 23,304 people. Okay?
I'll preview the fight.
Yeah. Kelly, polar bear versus silverback gorilla. Who wins the fight?
It's easy, Kel. Don't be wrong.
This is the kind of thing, honestly, that we'll talk about the rest of the day and bitch about because we won't.
Because of global warming, the polar bears have had to swim longer and longer and longer. He's more tired out, the silverback.
What?
Silverback
what
are
you
about? What about the poachers and the
no
damage
way.
That they're doing to the silverback gorilla population?
They're
so they have to learn to fight better.
Rested.
Let's
the
assume
polar bear is
Kelly.
Out there swimming for miles,
right.
and, miles and miles and miles
and miles.
Let's assume that he hasn't swam 10 miles to get to the seal population.
Do
let's
we have a weight breakdown?
No, it's just it's a random.
I know. I want to know how big they are. The average one versus the average
okay.
one.
Okay. The average one. The average weigh-in.
Okay.
All right. Let me hold on a second.
Okay.
Laura's I'm gonna have to see here. Laura's finding out.
Silverback.
The average polar bear, Kelly Brown, is. Hold on. I got it.
The silverback is just an amazing.
It's
amazing.
On average, 5 feet to 5.5 feet in height, and you know the polar bear is way more.
Yeah.
And for mass, 350 pounds.
A polar bear can pull a 1,000 kilogram walrus out of the water without a problem.
I guess you got to go with the polar bear.
No, the silverback is jumping on the polar bear's neck like it's the Eiffel, not the Eiffel Tower, whatever that is, New York building.
The polar bear is a carnivore, an apex predator, unlike a gorilla, which is nearly 99% humans in terms of DNA.
I said the gorilla weighs about 350, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's right.
Male polar bear goes up to 990 pounds. Listen, they can go as fast as 25 miles per hour, so that's pretty damn quick.
Yeah, but not in short spurts.
A female polar bear stands 6.5 feet tall.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It doesn't stand a chance. I don't know how you guys can make that argument.
Well, it stands a chance, but you got to go with the polar bear.
Polar bears suck.
Polar bear, absolutely not.
The gorilla totally wins. These are some of the texts we're getting. Gorilla would jump into the tree, swing down, and kick that polar bear in his fat white face. No, he wouldn't, dude.
Yes, he would.
Yes, he would. What do you mean? No,
why would he not?
Because I'm not in the jungle.
Okay, where are we fighting, Greg? What venue did we put him in?
We're in an open field where everybody's comfortable, a mutually agreed-upon battleground.
Well, it wouldn't be mutually agreed upon if the silverback has the right manager.
All I'm saying is that they both have good managers and they write good contracts. And it's
who's making more money?
Look, it's an even 50-50
deal. Is Don King involved?
No. Okay. Silverback, they can climb much better. They can climb, but you can't get away. If you're going to go mano a mano with a polar bear, those claws, you're dead. You don't stand a chance.
You just got to dip the one and then go around and you got
them. They punch, they'll jump on your head.
You've got a Planet of the Apes bias.
According to this text, the gorilla would learn how to ride a horse, like in Planet of the Apes, show up with an AK-47, shoot the stupid bear.
Gorilla's winning.
I'm sorry. But look, what's the website here? Go vote, because I didn't even know this existed until today. Who would win in a fight? And just put polar bear versus gorilla. I think it's hilarious.